What's going on, y'all? This your boy Teddy B. Blackman, and I'm back with another quick little audio here. This one is about reacting to the Lakers officially eliminated from playoff contention. Wow. They were the favorites to win the title this year. I think it was either them or Brooklyn. That was edge and edge. And I remember when the season first dropped, everybody was looking forward to the Christmas Day matchup between the Lakers and Nets, because that was the finals prediction. I think the Lakers were favored to win the title, slightly ahead of the Brooklyn Nets. And it seems like that wasn't even this season. I felt like it was another, like, last year or something. That's how far and gone this season has been for the Lakers. They lost tonight to the Phoenix Suns, while the Spurs picked up a W, which officially ends their playoff quest. Well, the quest to try to get into the play-in anyway. Remember Bron as being quoted and tweeting that, please keep the same energy, for saying that they're too old, for saying that Seth the Seth doesn't play defense, or saying Seth the Seth doesn't play winning basketball. Please keep the same energy. And here we are tonight at the end of the Lakers season, and energy has to be kept the same, Bron. The season was a whiff. You know, he's had a formula that's worked for him, and I feel like now he's at an age where he needs to reinvent himself. He needs to change up. Actually, he doesn't need to reinvent himself. He needs to reinvent what he wants surrounded around him. Yeah, so they're expected to be a lot of moves in the offseason. Frank Vogel's probably going to be fired. They did say that they were thinking about Doc Rivers. They did think, say, Quinn Snyder from Utah, who's Utah head coach. Obviously, there'll be some other, it's the Lakers job, so there'll be some other Hollywood, you know, style-esque names available. They need to remake this roster, get some of them young guns back up in here. It's going to be hard. They don't have any draft picks. I look to trade Anthony Davis. Obviously, they're going to look to trade Russell Westbrook. Not sure what they're going to get for him, but yeah, breaking news. Lakers officially eliminated from playoff contention in a blowout loss to the Phoenix Suns. Wow. And LeBron didn't even play. LeBron did sit out. He's been dealing with left ankle soreness, which obviously has been, like, super painful. But he probably seen the writing on the wall anyway, that there's no way that they could make a push for this, especially as high as San Antonio's playing. They lost to the Spurs. They lost to the Pelicans, all the teams ahead of them in the play-in scenario. So, yeah, I'm interested to, I know everybody, ESPN, FS1 is going to be up in arms, Undisputed. First Take, SportsCenter is going to be up in arms talking about this. So we'll see. I'm not going to keep y'all too long. Just wanted to break that kind of news and give my reaction to it. Lakers need a complete makeover and facelift. Probably get into it a little bit more on our Head for the Hills podcast coming up this week. But other than that, this is Teddy B. Blackman, and I'm out.